The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's a Thursday, and I welcome you to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It is wonderful to be your host this afternoon, and I count it a distinct privilege to be your host every afternoon. And I love it when you contact me, either by email, through Facebook, or, of course, by phone. My email is bob@bobtalk.com. Very easy to remember, bob@bobtalk.com. I love to get your emails. Whether you agree or disagree, you may be wanting to give me information or just communicate. I love receiving your emails, bob@bobtalk.com. My phone number, of course, is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And you can communicate through Facebook. I think I got three individual Facebook messages this morning. And you just go to Facebook, do a little search, Bob Burney Live, B-U-R-N-E-Y Live. When the page comes up, hit like. And then when you want to send a message, you just hit the private message button, and it comes into to our staff, and I usually see it immediately as well. So, however you want to communicate, I love hearing from you. Headline, thousands still without power and water after tornadoes. It is estimated, just from Dayton Power and Light, that there are still more than 22,000 customers without electricity. Now, that sounds like a lot of people, and it is. And if you happen to be one of those 22,000, that's very, very important and significant to you, obviously. But just a couple of days ago, it was 5 million people without power. So in the length of just a couple of days, we have gone from 5 million people without power to 22,000. And may, you know, I don't know that I have ever done this, but I just want to pay tribute to the men and women who work on those trucks, on those electric crews, who, that's a very dangerous job. You're working with high voltage electric, scares me to death. It does. I have had a, I don't know whether it's a deep fear, but I have had a very profound respect for electricity since I was a little kid. One house that we lived in, my dad had a big workshop on the back of the garage, and he was always doing things in there. And one day I was in there, and he had a electric cord that had a plug on one end but two bare wires on the other end. He was obviously going to use it to hook it up to a clock or something. I don't know what it was. And I thought it would be cool if I plugged that baby in and just touched those two wires together. Yeah, boy, did I get the shock of my life. Oh, yeah, I got a good, healthy shock. It was only 110. It's very, very rare that someone suffers serious damage from 110. But I tell you, it scared me to death. And ever since then, I have had this very healthy respect. Hey, I change light fixtures and light switches. And, you know, I've done minor things like that, and I don't mind that. But when you're talking about that high-voltage stuff, no way, Jose. And I just want to pay tribute to the people who work in horrible conditions. It amazes me that in a driving rain and high winds, these men and women go up in those bucket trucks and they're connecting electricity in the rain. I have enormous respect for those people and how quickly they get it done. They have to cut down trees. They have put poles back up. It is absolutely amazing to me how quickly, after a major storm and particularly a tornado, electric is restored. And, of course, in this case, people from all over the country have come in. Dayton Power and Light said that they brought in 750 extra crew members from six individual states to come in and help. Well, it certainly has paid off. Again, they've gone from 5 million people without electricity to 22,000. That was this morning. I would imagine that number is reduced significantly by now. Anyway, serious storms, many, many tornadoes, at least 17 tornadoes. Pardon me. At least 17 tornadoes were confirmed in Ohio on Monday night and early Tuesday. 17 tornadoes just here in the state of Ohio. In a six-state region, there were over 52 tornadoes Monday night and early Tuesday morning. The National Weather Service is reporting that there were 28 tornadoes reported yesterday in several states across America. Fortunately, not here in Ohio, but another 28 tornadoes just yesterday. So to those of you over in the Dayton area, we're thanking God that so few were killed. Only one. Several injured, but I don't think any real seriously. And we can be thankful for that. And the number of those without electricity is decreasing rapidly. And again, a huge thank you to the electric crews and also the water crews. A lot of people are without water over in the Dayton area as well. And also the maintenance people, the road maintenance people. These are serious tornadoes here in Ohio, and thousands of people involved in the cleanup, the restoration, and so forth. I better not get into that story. This is one of those days. I've got so many stories. I've got some guests that are going to be joining me. Let me deal with this story real quick. I had this down further in the stack, but I can deal with this quickly. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, it's been my privilege to be there three times now. I do not believe that is the burial site of Jesus. I don't. Not for a minute. I don't. And I have many reasons that I don't go into it. But anyway, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem it's a weird arrangement because it is overseen by six different religious groups, primarily the Eastern Orthodox, the Roman Catholic, and the Armenian Apostolic Churches. Those are the primary, but there are three other religions, if you will, that take care of it. And none of them like each other. They can't stand each other, but somehow they have agreed to work together. And the weirdest thing, every single morning. Now, again, it is governed by the Eastern Orthodox, the Roman Catholic, and the Armenian Apostolic Churches, and then three other minor groups as well. But every morning, the massive doors are opened by Muslims. There is one Muslim family that has been doing this for centuries. Same family. And they have passed that down, child to grandchild to great-grandchild to great-great-grandchild. The same family has been passing this responsibility along for centuries. So you have the church governed by all of these Christian denominations, but it's a Muslim that has the key. And they're the only ones that have the key to open the big door so people can get in, the tourists can get in. Anyway, all of the organizations, the six denominations that have been overseeing this for centuries, have agreed to the first major renovation in generations. Several hundred years since major renovations have taken place. Now, there was a renovation of the inner sanctuary where they believe that Jesus was actually buried. It's a church within a church. It's kind of weird. That was renovated the last 2 to 3 years. But the church itself has not been renovated in several hundred years. But it will be a multi-million dollar project funded by various Christian groups and the Kingdom of Jordan. The political dynamics in Israel and particularly Jerusalem is just bizarre and very difficult to understand. So it'll be a multi-million dollar project that will take a few years, be funded by various Christian groups and the Kingdom of Jordan, which is predominantly Muslim. They're going to be putting in several million dollars as well. So renovation will begin on the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for the first time in a few hundred years. Just interesting, fascinating. If you go to Jerusalem and you have to choose, you cannot pick. Gordon's tomb, it is as usually called. Usually, it's called the Protestant site for the tomb. It's the Garden Tomb. If you have to pick between the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Garden Tomb, don't even think about it. Visit the Garden Tomb. My personal opinion, my recommendation. If you can't visit both, skip the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It's dark. I think it's creepy. It is so full of people you can't even walk. It's filled with candles and smoke. And visit the Garden Tomb. It's beautiful and I think more authentic. Anyway, my personal opinion. We need to take a break. Man, I am way over for the break. You're listening to Bob Rennie Live. My number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bernie Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Bernie Live. Here's an update on a story that you and I discussed. It's been a few weeks ago. It was a story about Derringer School District in Washington State. Yeah. And I reported to you that the superintendent of schools had requested that the teachers within the school district gave special attention, special treatment to Muslim students during the month of Ramadan. Well, we're beginning to find out more because an organization that deals with Christian liberty and so forth, it's the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund is what it is. The Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund contacted the school district in Washington State and said, hey, you don't do this for Christians. In fact, you go out of your way to not give any kind of preference or special treatment to Christians. Why did you do this with Muslims? Well, it has been discovered that the school district received a letter from the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, C-A-I-R. They have a very active office here in Columbus. They have offices across America. And they certainly have not been labeled a terrorist organization, but it has been implied on many occasions by many people that they have connections with terrorist organizations. Well, anyway, it was the Council on American Islamic Relations that sent a letter to the school district. The letter asked that the school district would add two Muslim holidays to the school calendar. They requested that teachers not schedule student assignments on special days during the calendar year that are holy to Muslims. They were asked to allow fasting students to spend their lunch period in the school library. They were asked that teachers were to greet Muslim students with the religious greeting of Ramadan Mubarak or Ramadan Kareem during the month of Ramadan. And the letter went on to ask the superintendent of schools to accommodate school staff and students during Juma, known as the Friday prayers, which start at noontime and last from 45 to 90 minutes during the year, but especially during the month of Ramadan. The letter said, in part, a Muslim employee should be able to complete Friday prayers during an extended lunch break. A Muslim student should be provided with a clean, quiet, and appropriate place to pray on campus during this time. Now, the Derringer School District allowed for all of these things and instructed all of the teachers to abide by these requests from CAIR. Well, this Christian organization, well, they're not necessarily a Christian organization. The Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund has sent a letter to the Derringer schools and simply asking, are you going to do this for Christians on special holidays? Are you going to give special accommodations to the Christians in your school as you did to the Muslims? And does this not violate the Constitution concerning separation of church and state? The Derringer schools have not yet responded to the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund. I'll keep an eye on that. And as soon as we get a response from the school, I'll certainly pass it along to you. Fascinating. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Brady Live.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.